Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a series entitled, Keeping the Love Command. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
If we just got one of these things straight today, it would help us so much in life. It would protect us so much. The world is calling desire love. Aren't they? And sadly, many Christians doing the same thing. They're calling longing love. I long for this. People have romantic ideas. I long for the perfect spouse. I long for to be married. I long for this. That's not love, and that wouldn't be loving them. You haven't even met them yet. You got no love for them at all. You just got a longing. If you want to harvest, you need to sow seed. And if you are experiencing a drought in the area of love and people loving you, what should you do? Sow seed in loving them. Sow seed in loving them, treating them, doing things for people, being there for them, being faithful, expressing to them and doing things for them that lets them know you care about them. They're valuable to you. Sow it. And you keep sowing it, it'll come back to you. But the loneliest people, again and again, comes back to folk that are not sowing love. I know I was in a board meeting a while back, and this one minister talked about this a little bit. I thought it was very interesting. He said he saw an individual out on the side of the road, obviously desolate, hungry. And he felt, you know, compassion toward him. And then something come across his mind. Wonder how long Oral Roberts would stand out there on the corner. What'd be the answer? Not long. Why? There's so many people that know them and love them that they wouldn't be hungry long. They wouldn't be on the street long. Did you get that? And why would that be? Because people like him have laid their life down loving other people. They don't want nor lack for it. And you and I want to live in such a way that we sow love. We sow love, we sow it, that any time we'd ever need it, it just comes on us in abundance. But if you're always hollering about, why won't anybody love me? Why don't anybody care about me? Nobody wants to help me. It's obvious. You're not thinking about helping somebody else. You're just focusing on yourself, thinking about yourself. You want to reap, but you're not talking about sowing. Everything in life operates by sowing and reaping. Doesn't it? You want somebody to be loyal to you? Be loyal to somebody. Right? You want somebody to be a friend to you that sticks through thick and thin? You be that kind of friend to other people. You focus on being that kind of friend, being that kind of family member, being that kind of person of love. You won't have to be concerned about other folk showing it to you. It will come back. Good measure, pressed down, shaken together, running over. It'll come back. Can you say amen?
Amen.
So what if you were really, really lonely? And you're really, really desolate? What should you be thinking about? How to get somebody to love you? No. You should be looking for somebody to bless. Somebody to love. Somebody to treat as valuable. You need to sow some seed desperately because you're in a famine. Do you understand? He said, did you find this scripture in Jude? Just one chapter. Verse 20. Anybody got this one marked? You, beloved, getting people to build you up. Huh? Building up yourself on your most holy faith, praying in the Holy Ghost, comma. Keep yourself in the love of God. Notice, why do people lose their feelings? Why do people come to these conclusions that my love has died, our love has died? Because they left love. They left it and allowed it to wax cold. He said, do this, keep yourself in the love. Who's going to do that? You. Me. Keep yourself in the love of God, looking for the mercy of our Lord Jesus Christ unto eternal life. Some have compassion, making a difference. We talked about that last week. Mercy, not judging, but showing mercy. Say out loud, keep yourself,
keep yourself
in the love of God.
In the love of God.
Keep yourself in the love of God. Finally, go to Romans, the 8th chapter. Is desire love? Longing for somebody. Desire is real. Longing is real. You can yield to imaginations until your feelings are so strong, they overwhelm you some. They feel overwhelming and you feel love sick. You just pine for the longing that you have for this person, even though it's somebody else's spouse or somebody you're not married to or whatever. Somebody you know you should not be involved. Somebody says, well, we're in love. This in love, can you fall in love with somebody you're not supposed to even have a relationship with? You can be in desire, in longing, and it can be strong. But it doesn't make it right. Doesn't make it God. And it will not end well. And people so called in love do some of the most hurt to other people. Don't they? They had an opportunity to walk in love and take care of people and treat them right. But because they're so called in love, they hurt people. Right and left. They abandon. They leave. They forsake. They say hard words. They tell people, I don't love you anymore. I don't care about you. Why would you ever tell anybody you don't love them anymore? Such a thing should never come out of your mouth. Well, my feelings are not the same. That's not the same thing. You can still choose to love somebody no matter what kind of feelings you have. Don't listen to all these people with initials at the end of their name. Check up on them. How's their marriage? I don't care if they wrote a book and has a hard cover on it. How's their family? Some of these experts are on their 9th marriage. Right? Some of these people, lonely, suicidal. Well, then don't believe everything in their book. They obviously don't know how to get it fixed themselves. But God does.
Yes.
And what He says is right.
Yes.
And it works.
Yes.
It works. Say it again. Love.
Love.
Real love.
Real love.
God's love.
God's love.
Never fails.
Never fails.
Never dies.
Never dies.
Never ends.
Never ends.
Do you have that love inside you?
Yes,
yes you do. Can you love God with that love?
Yes.
Forever?
Yes.
Can you love people with that love?
Yes.
No matter what they do,
yes,
or don't do.
Yes.
No matter how they make you feel,
yes,
or don't make you feel. Can you still choose?
Yes.
Can you still decide,
yes,
to love them,
yes,
with that love? Then it ought never come out of your mouth toward anybody for any reason, I don't love you anymore. You should never say that for any reason to anybody. Because if you're loving them with the love of God, that's not true. Romans, this is something to shout about. 8th chapter. Romans 8. We're going to read this and then we're going to take communion over it. You know why He came and shed His blood? You know why He came, offered up His spirit, soul, and body? Why? Because God so loved the world that He gave us Jesus. And Jesus so loved the Father and so loved us that He willingly came and gave of Himself. And we were not giving Him warm and fuzzy feelings at that time. The Bible said He loved us while we were still His enemies. If He'd have been going by feeling, He'd have said He didn't feel like He loved us. But He doesn't go by feeling. And I don't go by feeling. You don't go by feeling. We walk by faith, not by feeling. We walk in love, not by desire. Our desires don't rule us. Our longings don't govern our decisions. We decide to love. And we do it, no matter how we feel, till the feelings change. Can you say amen?
Amen.
Look at this in Romans 8. This is exciting. Romans 8. He said, verse 37, know in all these things, Romans 8, 37, we are more than conquerors through Him that loved us. Through Him that loved us. Loved us. For I am persuaded that neither death, nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor powers, nor things present happening now, or things to come, things that will happen tomorrow and the next day, nor height, nor depth, nor any other creature shall be able to separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus our Lord. Woo, are you persuaded? Are you persuaded? Not feelings, not sin, not failures, not lust, not anything going on today or anything that'll ever happen tomorrow. Not all our past failures and sins or any weakness that could happen tomorrow. Nothing. Nothing can separate us from the love of God. Nothing. Nothing. Say it out loud. Nothing can separate me from the love of God. Nothing. 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 Stand up on your feet.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching entitled, Love Never Ends, you may write to More Life Ministries, Post Office Box 1010, Branson, Missouri 65615. Or you may call our offices at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. The offer number is R1106J. That's R1106J, and the message will be sent to you postage paid. For more information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings, please visit our website at morelifenow.org. Also, if you are visiting in our area, we invite you to attend service with us at Faith Life Church in beautiful Branson, Missouri. Service times are Friday evenings at 7:30 and Sunday mornings at 10 o'clock. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.
Thanks be to God.
Be to God.